the discussion starts to shift about reopening the economy, there's a lot of variables that businesses have to weigh. One of them is the safety of their employees coming back to work and maybe some liability that the employers may have if they bring people back too soon and they get sick and all that type of thing. So to help us kind of flesh that out, Tom, Erin Mulvaney, she's a Bloomberg Law senior legal reporter. She joins us on the phone. Erin, thanks so much for joining us. So, you know, how do employers kind of weigh that risk of maybe some legal exposure if they bring their employees back and the employees get sick and they blame the employer? How's that going to play out?
Thanks for having me. The thing is, that is exactly what companies are facing right now, because obviously they'd like to bring things back to normalcy as quickly as possible, but they risk a worker contracting the virus at work and then trying to hold the employer accountable. And what they'll have to balance is making sure that they do everything in their power to create a safe workplace for that worker, and that if there is a claim against them, is what they'll have to prove, that they did everything they could to create a safe environment.
Erin, in Sue Happy America, it's 100% certain this is going to happen. Do they nip it in the bud in the courtrooms at the first order, or is this going to be one of these long, drawn-out things where it goes through 18 appeals till somebody stands up and in common sense says, come on, nobody can do that? I mean, which process is it going to be?
I think obviously it'll be this is a new novel legal territory, but honestly in court it's extremely difficult. It's going to be extremely difficult for the worker to prove that personal injury claim that we're talking about, which would be suing for recklessness or negligence or something like that.
I mean, Paul, I did this. You remember the time I was going to sue Bloomberg over the coffee in the food court?
Exactly.
And Peter from Connecticut called me up and said, you can't do that.
Exactly.
So, Erin, you know, you hit exactly the right point. You hit the point that you would have to prove that it happened at work. And that's that might be difficult for the employee
to
say
good.
That I got sick from work.
Yeah.
Erin, you really read up on your law. That's what Peter from Connecticut told me, Paul.
Exactly. So, Erin, you know, it's interesting. I just saw an article across the terminal today about how the prison guards at Rikers are just at rash outbreak there, and they're really getting hit hard there. I mean, is it simply enough for an employee to say, hey, you didn't provide an environment where there was safe distancing, you didn't give me a mask or gloves, and I mean, is that all I need to show, presumably?
No, and we are talking, there are a couple different avenues a worker can take, which actually is pretty important. There's workers' compensation, and you actually don't have to prove whose fault it was if you got sick at work to file a workers' compensation claim. You just have to prove that it happened at work. But when we're talking about an actual lawsuit filed, and sometimes if you file worker compensation, that's the exclusive remedy. But so talking about a lawsuit, if you are able to file one, you have to prove that there was intentional, conscious harm from the employer that caused you to get sick. And to answer your question, with an outbreak and if at work, it's potentially that could be a new uncharted territory that we're entering, where maybe that is a good argument if an employer doesn't follow CDC or OSHA guidelines that are set out for them.
Isn't the ultimate OSHA guideline? I mean, I guess they don't have to worry about this in Germany, where they're trying to open up now. What is the motivation of any companies to be the first mover in reopening?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of economic realities that would make it beneficial to them to open up their business and get ahead of things and start getting people back to work and start kind of helping rev up the economy again. I think that's totally understandable from that point of view, but they will risk liability if they don't take any precautions to keep their workers safe, of course. And like I said, the argument is harder for the employee.
Right. All right, Erin. Thanks so much. We really appreciate that. This is going to be a big issue, Tom.